Expedia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances.
610 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. Want to thank Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Dan, a chilly, chilly winter December morning.
Yeah, a little November, nippy out there. Yep, you got the vest, you got the hat on.
Yeah, it was cold.
Yes, it was cold this morning.
And we were up early. My son flew back to California, so got his Uber at 4:30 this morning.
Wow.
So it was cold when he left.
Yes.
So we expect this all week?
Just 2 days. Two-day cold snap. We can deal with this. I think it could be the coldest stretch of weather since late February, by the numbers, believe it or not. Yeah, I mean, high temperatures only reach the 30s. At least it'll be above freezing today. Yeah. But that wind is really going to bite. I think top wind speeds will actually come this afternoon. So it's even going to feel colder as the day goes on here today.
No frost, though, on the car this morning.
I think that has to do with the air being very dry.
Yeah.
And the wind also mixing up the air, so the coldest air can't settle right at the surface. So that's not surprising.
So what are we thinking? It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's time. Saturday.
We can do
what
it.
Are you thinking?
All right. So cold today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thursday, we warm. I don't want to call it warm, but temperatures will rise again. Chance of rain on Friday. The weekend, a little mixed. I mean, temperatures will be seasonable. It'll feel like early December. There will be some pockets.
The first is Friday, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I think Saturday is going to be the cloudier day of the weekend. I think we'll see sunshine on Sunday. Next chance of rain probably holds off until Monday. So overall, we're doing well. There's no big chances of snow in the forecast still. So I think we'll get in some good winterish activities this weekend.
Are there indicators this early that could tell you that we could be in for a snowy December, a snowy January, or is it too early to tell?
I mean, there are people that specialize in seasonal forecasting, and I am the first one to admit that I am not one of those.
Got it.
But I read them all, and I think the analysis is fascinating, and I think we can make some generalities about what the winter may bring. This is an El Nino winter, rather than last year with La Nina. That has to do with the temperatures of the Pacific Ocean, thousands of miles away from New Jersey, but that dictates the large-scale wind patterns and weather patterns.
It have to do with moisture in the air?
It does. That plays into it, but the bottom line is we are looking for a snowier winter than last year. That's not hard.
Got it.
But it may very well be backloaded. You know, the end of the winter may be more active than the beginning.
Really?
So it's not surprising that we haven't seen snow yet. You know, we're just going to have to sit and wait. And as I always remind you, it only takes one storm to make it a memorable winter. So
that
we'll
is
see
true.
If that perfect setup comes
Ask
along.
Ask Governor Murphy if that's true.
That is absolutely
he knows.
True, yes.
Thanks, Dan.
Yep.
Eric, so speaking of Governor Murphy, what was that clip that you played in the news? He was trying to say he didn't know anything about his... what was he... It was about his wife running for the U.S. Senate against Bob Menendez.
Yeah.
She's already filed her campaign, so she is a candidate in the primary right now, which will be June 2024. Currently, it'll be Tammy Murphy and Bob Menendez, provided he hasn't filed yet to run again, though.
Well, and Kim.
Right, and Andy Kim.
And Andy Kim.
Congressman in the 3rd District, which is what, Gloucester, Camden, Burlington?
So it's, I mean, potentially you could have a three-way primary. But there's been, you know, the argument that is there ethical questions, is nepotism involved here, et cetera, et cetera. And Murphy was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Some people might think that. I don't think that. That's
the way he denied that. How do you deny the fact that the government did spend, the state government spent some $100,000 in PSAs featuring Tammy Murphy, the wife of the governor, like 10 days prior to her announcement?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty hard to argue that they hadn't been talking about this 10 days prior to her making the announcement. You know, there's been rumors about this really for a long time. Almost since the indictments were announced against Menendez. And, you know, you could see kind of the shuffling of some staff members and, you know, the shoring up of the governor's dark money pack and those types of things. And he never denied it. All he said is, I wouldn't appoint her, that if Menendez resigned. And even Menendez fired back a really blistering statement on both of the Murphys saying, you know, now it makes sense why the governor called for me to resign, because it was his plan to run his wife for the seat all along. You know, I mean, and it could be argued that, you know, in terms of who has the most influence on state policy and on the governor's office, other than Murphy himself, that it would be the First Lady, Tammy Murphy. I mean, there is, it's no secret that she wields a tremendous amount of power and influence over Phil as the First Lady.
Well, I mean, any wife of a powerful man is going to have a significant role to play.
Absolutely.
And I don't think anyone even begrudges him that. I think he tripped up when they put the $10,000 door in. I don't know why the taxpayers were paying for a $10,000 access door from the First Lady's office to the governor's office. And then this, he didn't even say that the PSA announcements, those television commercials featuring the First Lady, were planned far in advance. He just ignored it.
Yeah. Yeah. But he said, you know, out of an abundance of caution, or I'm paraphrasing, we're going to pull those ads because we think it might be inappropriate.
Right. But they've run for weeks.
They had already run. Yeah.
They already run. Yeah. So, okay, they're not going to run them again.
They're not going to run them anymore. Yeah.
Any word on whether or not the Murphys are going to reimburse the state for that money?
That was, you know, again, the forum in which he was speaking last night is not one of profound journalistic integrity that asks any difficult questions.
Where was he last night?
So he was on that cable news station.
Oh, one of the, yeah.
And so, you know, you're just not going to get that kind of, you know, you're not going to get that kind of questioning of the governor. He wouldn't appear if that was going to be the case.
Well, now we know why he doesn't do Ask the Governor with you.
1,000%. You know, but so nobody has asked him that question. He hasn't really had a lot of public events. I don't think he has a schedule today where somebody can follow up on that.
I'd love to know if there's a reporter out there that will have access to him that will ask the question, is the governor going to reimburse the state taxpayers for the now what we know of, 100,000 at least, right? It could be more than that. I mean, that was the first buy, but who knows how much they actually spent.
Yeah.
And how many ads she's featured in.
He's supposed to be speaking at the NJBIA Public Policy Forum in Woodbridge at 11 o'clock this morning. I don't know how much media will be there. I'll be moderating a panel at that event later in the day. So maybe our paths might cross. But
well, that will certainly be interesting, won't it? All right. Question for you. Do you think it is fair or ethical that the state taxpayers are subsidizing ad campaigns featuring the First Lady now that we know she intended on and now is a candidate for the U.S. Senate? Guys, you don't make a decision to run for statewide office in 5 minutes. You make it over the course of at least a year, if not longer. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. I think we ought to ask the governor to give us our money back. What do you say? 617, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather. 624 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I do think it's outrageous that the state of New Jersey runs ads featuring anyone that is aspiring for a higher office. And most insulting to us, what a slap in the face that the governor's wife is in this position, that you didn't elect her, you didn't vote for her, but the governor's spending all sorts of your money for her office, her staff, and then the promotion of the First Lady in public service announcements paid for by the state taxpayers leading up to her announcement that she's going to run for the U.S. Senate. You know, I have no issue with a past, present, or future First Lady being highlighted in advertising or being used to promote the state, to promote whether it's tourism or agriculture, whatever it is, to promote all good things New Jersey. Clearly, the spouse, wife, or husband of a governor, past, present, or future, is going to play a very significant role, as any partner in a marriage should play. But the cheap shot of spending hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer money to promote someone that clearly has as much, if not more, ambition than the governor on your dime, I think is outrageous and over the top. And I think the Murphys owe the taxpayers that money back. Tammy Murphy's campaign should pay back any dollars that were spent promoting her on your dime over the past, let's call it, 6 months. There's no way that they weren't having conversations about what to do to manipulate state taxpayer dollars to foam the runway and make it easier, grease the skids, whatever you're going to call it, to make it easier for her to launch her campaign for the U.S. Senate. And I think that until people start fighting back and calling them out, this stuff is going to continue forever. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of being taken advantage of as a taxpayer. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Also, on the other side of the news with Eric Scott, I'm going to ask producer Kristen to explain what she explained to me this morning about what you need to worry about on your iPhone. Yeah, right now you should be concerned, and we'll explain why on the other side of the news. 627, Eric Scott with your news next. 638 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, Eric, you got to hear what producer Kristen told me this morning. So I come in, I've got my iPhone. She's like, do you know that your phone could be giving up information to other phones just because you are in proximity? Is that right?
Yeah.
I got that right.
With the new iOS 17 now, update, it's automatic.
Did you do the update?
I did not.
I just did the update, and it changed everything on my phone. It made it weird. It looks weird. It's very different. But listen to this.
So what it does is it can automatically shares your contact information, even if you're standing next to someone that has the update as well.
Oh, I'm definitely not doing the update. I just upgraded my phone. Is that the one that, I wonder if I have that.
I didn't know that. So she walked me through it. So I want to walk everybody through this. So if you've got the update on your phone, all I know is you go to settings.
Yeah,
and then from there I got lost.
Then general, AirDrop. And then there's a section that says bringing devices together.
Oh, I see.
And you
see
have that. To toggle that off because it's automatic with the update. It's automatically on.
Did yep. you have? Yep. It was on, right?
It was on.
Yeah.
How about
yeah,
that?
It sure
was yours on too?
I didn't update it. My husband's the one who found it.
He
told me about it. I Googled it and I was like, oh, this is a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you could be on a bus, on a train, at the airport,
yeah.
sharing your info with everyone, unbeknownst to you. I mean, it's a field day for the stalkers.
Yeah.
Right? Like how many people right now don't know that they have that automatically set to share your information?
Nobody knows. That's the thing.
And, I would have never known if you didn't tell me.
An update is usually automatic. I like to do it manually. That's why I turned mine off.
Oh, really?
But yeah.
You do it manually?
Yeah. Well,
that's
I have
a whole
an old
thing.
Phone. I have to, you know.
I'm ready to go back to a flip phone. Oh, am I the only one?
They brought the Razor back. Remember the Razor?
Yeah, I remember the Razor,
they
yes.
They brought that back.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you use it to brick phone? Can we go back to the brick phone? You remember the one that
I had the bag.
Like,
remember the brick,
phone.
Right? The yeah. one that was like,
oh, yeah.
like tan and it was about
yep.
4 inches thick.
Yep. yep
I love
yep,
that.
Yep. Okay, I love the bag phone. The bag phone.
Showing your age.
We just scared Kristen. That is showing our age, right? I mean, but it aggravates me to no end that if I did not come in this morning, if producer Kristen's husband Ryan did not see that, I would have never known.
Well, I would
never
have
known to turn that off.
I literally just turned it off while we were talking about
right?
it.
Right? So it's settings, and then you scroll down. What did she say?
General.
AirDrop.
Yep.
And then it says start sharing by bringing devices together.
Yep. So you toggle off bringing devices together.
I mean,
and it sounds very innocuous because it just underneath the description, it goes easily swap numbers with name drop, share photos and more by holding the top of your phone close to another phone.
Why would that be a default thing? How does that benefit Apple or the iPhone technology?
Yeah, because you know that they didn't do it just out of the goodness of their heart.
No,
right?
there has to be, right?
Yeah.
Is there something that if enough phones are sharing that they're watching? Like, I don't trust that the phone is not always listening. Well, you know it is because the ads are geared toward conversations you're having.
Well, it's interesting because you can go back because I know you're not a smart home guy, but I mean, mm-hmm. Alexa runs our entire household at
home. And you don't worry about that.
But, well, there's certain safety settings that you can turn off the passive listening. But you can also go to your Alexa app and you can hear everything that Alexa has recorded.
So you can check it.
Right.
Do you?
I have every once in a while. And, you know, if Alexa will anticipate if you're talking about something that you're going to ask a question about it.
Really? I think that's amazing.
It is pretty amazing.
I mean, it's a little spooky to me, but it's amazing.
But what's great is, you know, like when I'm cooking, I can set multiple timers. I can control all the TVs in the house. I can control the temperature.
How do you think it'll change with artificial intelligence? I mean, AI is a thing now. You were just doing that report where the AI-generated sex photos are being distributed on the internet. I mean, the computers themselves are having a life of their own.
You know, I think about that sometimes, you know, because our kids are approximately the same age, right? And you and I are about the same age. So think about the technology that we have right now at our age, and then project when our kids reach our age, what that technology is going to be like around them.
I remember, here I'll age myself, remember the Commodore 64?
Of course, I had one.
Of course, right?
Yep.
I had an Atari.
I'm seeing these ads on Facebook now where they are reissuing the Atari 2600. Yeah. But you know what's funny about that, and I will date myself
with the cartridges. Right? Yeah.
I not only had that, but you know, I think I've said if at the time in our household, we were a Sears household. So if Sears didn't have it, we didn't need it.
Oh, I love that.
And Sears had
their catalog every year
version.
They did?
Of the Atari 2600 that was branded with the Sears logo. So we didn't have the Atari 2600. Right. We had the Sears whatever it was. But it was the exact same thing.
What would that be worth today? Don't you wish you had saved some of that stuff?
You know, my mom's been gone, I think, almost 15 years.
Yeah.
She was still playing that. I had bought
That's
her
amazing.
Because you could go and buy the replacement joysticks and the paddle controllers.
Yeah, yeah.
But my mom actually still had our original 2600. So that would have been in what, 2005, 6, 7?
So when did that come out? 70s, right? Late 70s? Late 70s, I think. Because by 1980, I think it went from Atari to Intellivision.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
And then I kind of lost the thread. I was never a huge gamer, even as a kid.
1977 is when it came out.
So that was right after Star Wars, or did Star Wars come out that same year?
Star Wars, I think, came out. I don't remember what month Star Wars came out.
Producer Kristen is looking through the glass right now and saying, "You guys are so old. We just aged ourselves into several decades ago. How about that?" Wow. But it's true, though. There are times I miss the simplicity.
And, you know, the video games today, now I'm really going to sound like the cranky old man. The video games today, there's always a place where, you know, if you get killed or whatever, if the game ends, where it doesn't reset to the beginning. You get to pick up from a point.
Not right.
So, you know, they don't... these kids today, they don't understand
losing.
What it is like that, you know, you've played this game for an hour and 15 minutes.
And you're dead.
And then you have to go to the very beginning again.
That's so
from
funny.
From the very start. Yeah.
So that's a question. What is something you miss from your childhood from years ago? Do you agree with me that the technology is getting a bit beyond our ability to control it? The fact that we, and I will post this to nj1015.com/BillSpadia, but you got to go and turn off that sharing. Your iPhone is automatically sharing. And I just think of especially young women, and you got a creeper guy that doesn't have it turned off, knows that you don't have it turned off, and he's grabbing your information. So everybody should go to their phones right now. Go to the settings, general, AirDrop, and click the bringing devices together to make it gray and not green. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Are you going the other way in technology like me? I kind of want to get the Razor or the flip phone and slow down on the technology. 1-800-283-101.5, 646. Traffic on Weather Day. comes the sun. 6:54 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, New Jersey 101.5 salutes our first responders during Movember. Every November, men grow beards and mustaches to raise male health awareness. It's called Movember. And New Jersey 101.5 is going to reward one lucky New Jersey first responder with a free $150 Visa gift card. Submit your pick of a Garden State first responder celebrating Movember. Submit it to the app or to the website, nj1015.com, to win $150. Thanks to our sponsor, Jobs for Blue, the leading New Jersey provider of side job scheduling. That's jobs, the number 4, blue.com. Jobs for Blue. This November, make it a Movember with New Jersey 101.5. All right, so I was talking about the technology, and Eric and I went down a trip toward a bit of a memory lane about how old we were, or are, and are getting, and both remembering when technology was bulky and slow and not a part of your everyday life. I mean, I remember my first time I had a cell phone, I was working for, let's see, it was 1992, and it was a huge brick. They called it the brick phone. Well, they didn't call it then. Now we call it that. But it was about an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches wide, and 4 or 5 inches deep. So you looked ridiculous holding this thing up to your head. It was like holding a milk carton up to your head. And I got it assigned to me when I was working for President Bush, the first one, at the Houston Convention, Republican National Convention. And I needed it because I was coordinating so many different things. And, you know, we only had 3 cell phones for the entire campaign at the convention. It was a wild. I think about that, how ridiculous that is. And then I remember my first cell phone that I bought was a flip phone. I think it was like a StarTAC. I think that's what it was called. Anyway, I got to tell you guys, I kind of miss those days now. You know, if you heard producer Kristen earlier, and if you missed that, I'm going to make sure I post instructions that if you did the latest software update on your iPhone, it is defaulting to a mode that says bringing devices together. And that means you could be automatically sharing your personal information with other iPhones that also are enabled for that. So my advice to you is turn it off. And my question to you this morning is, are you sick of technology? What is what technology could you do away with? The change that my wife Jody and I made is once we know the kids are where they are and everybody's good to go, the phones go away. We charge them. I charge my phone in my office out of earshot on Sundays. I can only do it one day a week, but I would love to take a step back from technology. Do you need technology in your job, or are you in a position where you can put the phone down and it's really just a distraction for social media? 1-800-283-101.5. 6:57 is the time. Eric Scott back with your news next. /7:11 on New Jersey 101.5. I want to thank Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Hey, every holiday season, New Jersey 101.5 collects teddy bears with the New Jersey State PBA. We call them Feel Better Bears. Your gift of a new teddy bear can help kids feel better during emergencies when police give them a bear to hug. To find your closest Feel Better Bear drop-off location or to buy a bear online, go to the app or go to the website, nj1015.com. Thanks to our sponsors, All American Auto Group, Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage, and Trinity Rehab. This holiday season, give a kid a Feel Better Bear. And thank you from everyone at New Jersey 101.5. All right, 7:11, let's talk about technology. So the iPhone update, 17 update, which I just did, it has this default setting called bringing devices together, and it shares your information with other phones that are enabled. Am I the only one? I am completely sick and tired of technology. I want to go back to the flip phone. What about you? Brian in Somerville, start with you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I can totally relate. I'm 33 years old. I'm in construction. I work as a carpenter and, you know, technology. I mean, you know, as a 33-year-old, obviously, I'm more inclined to use it. But, you know, nowadays, it's just everything I do at work, everything that I have to do is either being recorded, I'm taking a picture of it, you know, I totally get that for the purpose of keeping track of projects, right? It's good to be able to look back behind a sheetrock wall and see where the wires and the plumbing are. But
right.
I think that, you know, with this privacy concern that you're mentioning, it's like, you know, what if that ever got hacked? You know, what if those pictures ever fell into the hands of somebody that was maybe not of the right mindset or whatever, right? Like, what risk?
Well,
is that?
You know, it's funny you say that, Brian. A friend of mine was, it's weird you said that because I was literally just having this conversation. A friend of mine had his phone taken as a part of a lawsuit. He was part of a corporate lawsuit. And they went after everybody's phones, and they were only allowed to save the details that related to the lawsuit. However, they had access to everything on the phone. And there were some compromising pictures that were on this guy's phone. And I'm like, oh, right? And now he's like having sleepless nights, like, oh, this is not good. This is not good. And I was thinking to myself, how many people use their phone and do some stupid things, not illegal things. I'm not talking about explicit illegal stuff, but something that's, you know, you and your partner, you, whatever it is, and they leave it on their phone. And then you think now that the iPhone enables sharing, what could possibly be being shared? That ought to make you nervous, right?
That's exactly it. You know, that's exactly it. I mean, you know, I try to live an ethical life, right? And I try not to go do things that shouldn't be revealed to others in the first place. But, you know, when something like that does happen, and, you know, everybody's taking pictures nowadays. I mean, it's nothing's private anymore. So, hey, thanks for taking the call. I'm getting to the job.
Do
now.
It, man. Good luck today. Be safe on the job site. Oh. Thank you, Brian. All right, everybody else hang in there. Talking about technology, do you have something on your phone that you would not want someone to automatically get? I mean, I don't know what information is being shared if you don't turn off this automatic sharing. Are there pictures on your phone that, after I just said that about that lawsuit, that you are deleting right now? 1-800-283-101.5. I'll give you a couple of minutes to go check your photos. 7:15, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather, next hour. 7:22 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I'll be with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Producer Kristen, I just got a text that there is another hidden default on your iPhone. You have to go to settings, scroll down to battery.
Right.
Go to battery health and charging.
Okay.
Now, you kind of rolled your eyes. Is that because the old guy is now teaching something about the iPhone?
No, I'm actually annoyed that we're finding
that
out all of this stuff. Yeah,
it's amazing, right?
But I have what you're talking about, and I didn't update my phone. So this is old.
This is old.
Yes.
You go to battery health and charging, and it's clean energy charging.
Yeah.
Click that off. It's saying, oh, it tells you turn. It's yelling at me because they want me to reduce my carbon footprint. But as you know, I'm working on increasing my carbon footprint.
Of course.
So I am turning that off. It actually will slow down your iPhone. I wonder if that's why sometimes it's glitchy and it doesn't always. Like, I want maximum power.
Well, that will drain your battery as well, though.
So, yeah, but I don't know. Are you ever that far? Like, I'm not camping with it. Right. It tries to discourage you. So you got to turn it off.
But you're always on your phone. So someone like you, you turn that off. I mean, your phone's going to die in, like, what, 5 hours?
Yeah, but, possibly, but there are only a few times that I don't have a charger. Like, I'm in the car a lot, so I'm always charging in the car.
Bill.
All right, so I will have to admit, 4 hours on the radio in the morning,
I never have a charger here.
I never do. And now, so I'm at 90% right now. All right, we're going to do a test. So it's 7:24, I'm at 90%.
You have more than me. Good for you.
Right? That's... Well, my son, Michael, makes fun of us because if I'm like, oh, I got to charge my phone, he's like, oh, what are you, at 89%? Because apparently the older you get, the more nervous you are about battery power. So we, us older folks, like to have our battery as close to 100% as possible.
Are you like that with the gas in your car?
No, I am an idiot with the gas. I get down to, my low was I got down to 4 miles left. 4 miles.
Risky.
That was risky,
good
right?
For you.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Yeah, so with my phone, I charge it constantly, which I'm sure also doesn't help the battery and probably lowers the life if you don't let
that's
it.
That's what it
right?
does. Yeah, it drains it, yeah.
But with the car, I forget to get gas. I am the worst with that. Thank God the car yells at you when you get below an eighth of a tank.
Yeah, but you clearly don't listen to that either.
No, my record was four miles an hour, 4 miles left.
That is insane.
Yeah.
I get nervous when it goes below half a tank.
I kind of want to beat it. Like, I think, can I get to three?
I can't wait. I'm going to be driving on Route 1, and I'm going to see Spadia pulled over on the side of the road because he ran out of gas.
So this happened to me.
Of course it did.
This happened to me. You know what? I'm going to tell the story on the other side of the news. I pushed it. I was so cheap. I was turning in a lease, and I decided, how low can I go? Anyway, it involved my daughter Elizabeth, Charlie the Butcher, and a 5 gallon jug of gas that they had to bring to me. So I'll let you know what happened. 7:26. But if you've ever let your car run down to almost 0 miles to go, have you ever done that? Have you played the, let's call it Russian roulette with your gas tank? 1-800-283-101.5. 7:26 is the time. Eric Scott with your news now. 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey 101.5 wants to light up your holidays with $1,000 in cash. Send us a pic of your home's dazzling Christmas lights. Send them to the app or to the website, nj1015.com. Your entry gets you in to win $1,000. Thanks to our sponsor, Seasonal World, New Jersey's favorite Christmas store and in-ground pool builder. This holiday, light it up, baby. You can win $1,000 from New Jersey 101.5. 7:38, I am Bill Spady, and I'll be with you until 10 o'clock this morning. So, Eric, did I hear you right that Honda is recalling the car that has a feature on the seatbelt that you could end up dead, but the recall doesn't happen until January?
The notices won't be going out until January to the individual drivers, yeah.
How is that possible?
Yeah,
What am I missing? Am I missing something?
No, typically there is a lag because they identify the problem. Then they have to identify all of the owners. So they need all the information to come in from the dealers, et cetera, and the cars that were sold. And then they send the recall notice out. So these are 2023 and 2024 Honda HR-Vs. And Honda Accords.
What are the HRVs? Is that a like a mini SUV?
I think that's what that is.
It looks like a little baby crossover.
But I've actually posted about this morning at nj1015.com. So if you go to my article and you scroll down a little bit, there'll be a button on there where it says enter your VIN number to determine if your car is involved. And if you click on that link, just put your VIN number in, which you can either get off your dashboard or off of your registration. You just put your VIN number in. It'll tell you if you're subject to the recall, and then just call the dealer and say, hey, would you do an inspection on the seatbelt?
Yeah, to see if it's...
So it's a little pin on the seatbelt that is part of the pre-tensioner. So when you put your seatbelt on, you know, mm-hmm. the seatbelt, it tightens up next to you.
Yeah.
It's a malfunction or a potential malfunction in that part of the apparatus. The seatbelt will still latch.
But it may not tighten up.
But it may not tighten up, and that's the problem.
Which defeats the whole purpose of the seatbelt restraint.
It may not properly restrain you in a crash.
I mean, God forbid somebody is killed between now and the time of the recall.
Yeah.
With corporate lawyers, I'm actually shocked that the notice is not going out till then.
Yeah, I mean, the problem was identified, and then it was a notification from Honda, and then the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, posted it on their website this week. This is, by the way, the 15th Honda recall this
really?
Year. And the second in about 2 weeks. The earlier recall, earlier this month, was for a problem with multiple models where the engine could just shut off while you were driving.
I mean, that could be deadly as well.
And this is this at least the second seatbelt-related recall for Honda this year. Earlier this year, they had a recall because they were not latching. The seatbelts were not latching. You couldn't click it.
I'm looking here. There was a brake booster recall.
Yep.
Rod bearing recall. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that would mean. Who knows? But you're right. I mean, it's amazing. You know, you think of Honda as one of the most reliable cars out there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the Accord and the CR-V are typically two of the most popular cars in New Jersey.
Well, and they hold their value.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Honda Accord. I loved my Honda Accord. I had a silver Accord. Oh, God, I ran that thing into the ground.
Everybody I know that's had a Honda like that has had, 200, 300,000 miles on, their vehicles.
I think I got to almost 200. Yeah, I bet it was such a reliable car. Amazing. You know, then you go through the period where you start to upgrade, and I'm back now to Jeeps.
Yeah.
I love the Jeeps, and it's, I go and I get the service done with my friend Jeff at Princeton Jeep right on 206. And they're great, and they can service any car, so it's not just Jeeps. But yeah, I for some reason, I've always had a Jeep. Although I will tell you now, the Wranglers are way out of control with pricing. They hold their value.
Everything is super expensive. Is out of control. Yeah, we're a Maloof family. I mean, we've been going to Richie Maloof
for years, right?
As decades. Long as I've been in New Jersey, Richie and Dino and those guys, have always taken very good care of us. And we, I had Fords, then I had Cadillacs, then, we moved to the Lincolns now.
Yeah. How do you like the Lincoln?
The two vehicles we have now are the best vehicles I've ever owned.
Really? That's saying something.
Yeah. I mean, I bought incredibly comfortable. I mean, it took a lot to get me out of the Cadillac.
Yeah.
But then into the Lincoln when we test drove that, and then, Sandra has the Nautilus. And I have the MKZ, which for some reason I don't think they're making them anymore. I wound up actually buying it because I didn't want to go. We already had the SUV.
Do you lease first and then buy the residual?
It depends. So this time it made a lot of sense. Normally, because everything changed because of COVID, but with the amount of miles that I was putting on the vehicle, it made sense for me to lease and then just get another lease.
Right. Right. But
this one I bought out because the residual, was worth more. So, I
found that too with Jody's car. I bought it off the lease because I couldn't find the comparable car in the market. It was, I saved $10,000 or $15,000.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
Right? Amazing.
Yeah. And I didn't know about any of this stuff, that's why if you're loyal to a particular dealer and you have that kind of relationship, Dino did everything.
Having a relationship matters.
Yeah, I mean, he totally was just like, matters. Oh, well, we can do this, and we can do this, and we can do this, and here's where you sign, and here's your check, and you're all done, and goodbye.
You know, it's interesting, and I've maintained friendships with guys I've dealt with cars. A good friend of mine, John Pierce, who was the manager here at one of the Hyundai dealerships.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we stay in touch. We're friends. Dave LaGruth, same thing. Like, I've maintained friendships. People don't realize it's such a personal thing.
Yeah.
I think that's part of what intimidates people.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, absolutely. We're partner here with, great auto dealers, that we've had relationships with for years and years and years. And, you can go, and those relationships are important because you can go and actually get, a straight talk.
Well, and you feel like, okay, I'm not getting ripped off. I mean, Jim Buchanan, good friend of mine, with Ray Katina. I mean, just these companies are reputable.
Yeah.
Edison Infinity, another one, they're reputable. They will deal with you up front. It just struck me. Actually, Kathy, our board op, mentioned it first. She's like, did you hear that ad the same way I did? And then I heard you say it.
Yeah.
Not ad, but news report.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you, I don't get that. So question for you. Are you driving a Honda right now and thinking, did I just hear that right? Am I driving a deadly vehicle that I should not get into an accident before they fix the seatbelt? 1-800-283-101.5. What was your best car Was it the one you had before you got fancy? And how many miles have you put on it? But the other question is, too, have you done what I've done? Have you run it down to almost zero? I did it with, if you remember, I had the car, baby car. It was a Ford Fiesta. And when I went to turn it in, because I had leased it, I got it down to, it was about 4 miles. And then by the time I got to work, it was out of gas. And I had to call my daughter, this was a few years ago, to show up. It was her and Charlie the Butcher. They were here. It was over a holiday. And they had to come to my studio to put gas in the car so I could drive it to the dealer to turn it in. What an idiot I felt like. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 747 is the time. Traffic and weather.
Now we're up.
.753 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back into it. So, you ever let your car run down to next to nothing? I was telling you, I didn't want to turn the lease in with any gas in it. I just didn't want to fill up and then lose it. I felt like, I don't want to pay for somebody else's gas. So I let it run down. I left my house. I had like 17 miles. This is when I was working for Fox at Chasing. And our studio was in Trenton, and I got there. This is the day of the lease turn, and I'm like, I'll turn the car in after the work day. And I'm like, I had like, I think it was like, no, not 70, maybe 30-something. I had enough that I could get to work, then get to the dealer, and have like 10 or 12 miles left on the tank. I thought that was fair. And for whatever reason, the thing went nuts. It went down to like 10. So by the time I got to the parking lot, I had almost nothing left. And I'm like, I don't have enough gas now to even start the car, let alone get it to where I'm going. So I called my daughter, Elizabeth and Charlie the Butcher were here. It was over Christmas. And they went to a gas station, filled up the 5-gallon jug, and then we filled it up in the parking lot. I mean, I felt like such an idiot. Have you ever done that? Let's go to Chrissy in Lakewood. Hey, Chrissy, good morning. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, good. I let mine go down to like almost a quarter of a tank, almost to E. I have the line, and then when the little gas thingy comes on, okay. But the best thing I like is my car has Apple Play, so I can see where the gas stations are.
Very nice. So it tells you where to go.
Yeah.
I love it.
Tells me all the gas stations.
I love it. But Chrissy, a quarter tank, that's a lot of gas.
Well, I drive all over. You know, I got grandkids now, so I'm constantly running back and forth.
That's great. Are the grandkids in Jersey?
Yes.
Oh, good for you. So, Chrissy, you're digging in.
Oh, I'm digging in. And also, you were talking about Hondas. I got an HR-V 2021. So, you know.
How do you like it?
It's going to run forever. Love it.
Yeah, I'm a big Honda fan. I think it's they're reliable cars. They really are. I just was shocked at the fact that they have a recall, that they're not calling it out until January. That to me makes no sense.
It really doesn't. I mean, they should start in December because you're going to have a lot of recalls, and if the weather gets bad, how many people are going to get there?
Yep, I hear you. All right, Chrissy, thanks for calling. Appreciate you. Have a great rest of your day. All right, how low is low? I told you, I've driving, run it down to 4 miles to empty. And that's as close as I've come to zero until I ran out of gas in the parking lot of my last studio. But that said, have you ever done that? And do you have a Honda? Are you slightly concerned about this recall that they're not going to officially notify anybody until January? And they're saying it could cause a deadly or fatal injury if the seatbelt doesn't engage. Seems crazy for them to wait until January. 1-800-283-101.5, 757. Eric Scott with the news next. .810 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. I want to thank Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. New Jersey 101.5, as you know, supports Garden State small businesses Monday mornings. Join me for Small Business Monday to shine a spotlight on the great small businesses so vital to the Garden State. I want to thank our sponsor, Association Member Trust. Go to their website, amtcheckup.com, for a health plan checkup today. Make your Monday a Small Business Monday with me and New Jersey 101.5. All right, it's 8:11, so I just my buddy John busted my chops this morning. He said I'm a wimp to get it down to 4. He said he's gone 10 miles past 0. All right, that takes guts. But he's also run out of gas 7 times. Now, are you like me, like everything's a competition? So now I'm going to see how low I can go. So John, for your info, I'm going to beat 4. I'm going to see if I can get down to 2 before I get gas. I don't know, maybe 0. Maybe I'll go for 0. Has ever happened to you? You feel like a total idiot, though, if you run out of gas. It's happened to me a couple times, actually. Abby in Lakewood, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. So a little more than 20 years ago, I had an older Volvo.
Yep.
And the gas gauge was broken. So I knew around when I needed to fill up. One day I'm driving down Route 9 in Lakewood, and this was before the crazy traffic. It was still traffic, but not so crazy. And all of a sudden, my car stopped in the middle of Route 9.
Oh, the worst.
I had to pull over. It was crazy. I just remember people honking at me and getting all mad at me. And I'm sitting there in my car, not knowing what's going on. Why is my car not moving? And I had a good Samaritan help me go to a side street. And I realized I was out of gas.
That you just felt like ridiculous, right? Like, how did I let that happen?
Big idiot. I felt like it was not normal.
Now that this happened to me, you know, it's funny you say that because I remember, you go back a few years and everything wasn't electronic. I mean, my gas gauge in my first car was just a red pointer, right? It was like an old clock. And it was broken. So it was always on E. And I ran out of gas on JFK Boulevard heading to the bridge in Seattle City. And I just stopped dead. And I remember the cop coming up to me. And he's like, what happened? And I told him. And he just laughed. He's like, you better have that car moved soon. And he got into his car and drove off. I'm like, what do I do? So I had to walk to a gas station like a nut. Happens, though.
I was lucky. I had a good some people help me.
See,
so
that
they got me gas and.
And did they mock you or did they make you feel like, hey, this happens?
They told me stories about how it happened to them and how it happened to other people. And I did not feel like such an idiot. But this car, actually, another story I had was I was stopped at a store to get breakfast and I was trying to turn my car on and it wouldn't turn on since it was an older car. I didn't realize it was still in drive. I didn't put it in park.
Oh, that's funny.
But I was able to turn it off and I couldn't start my car. I was going to call the tow truck until I realized.
That's funny. Yeah, the older cars, it was totally. What kind of car was it?
A Volvo.
And did you have the automatic gear shift on the steering column or was it to your right?
It was to my right.
Yeah, I used to have one where it was on the steering column itself and you have to pull it back and move it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
God, all right. Thank you, Abby.
Driving that type of car.
Great to talk to you. Go fill up. Have a great rest of your day. All right. Have you ever run out of gas and did you feel like a complete idiot? And side note, are you driving a Honda right now thinking, I better call the dealer because I'm a little concerned? You can go to the website and read Eric Scott's article at NJ1015.com and put in your vehicle's VIN number to find out if you have a recall. It's 8:15. That's Traffic Instant Weather next. .823 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Every holiday season, New Jersey, 101.5, collects teddy bears with the New Jersey State PBA. We call them Feel Better Bears. You heard my friend Pat Colligan on the other day. You can actually go. I'll alert this right now, as a matter of fact. Producer Kristen will send this out. We've got the drop-off locations, and you can order a bear online if you want. The bottom line is this, that this is the time of year where we collect the bears. The goal is always to get every patrol car in New Jersey at least one, if not multiple, stuffed animals. And the reason is when cops come upon an accident scene, a domestic violence scene, you know, there's oftentimes a kid that's involved. And to de-escalate and help that kid better cope with the trauma, we have found that, I should say, our great members of law enforcement have found that when they give a kid a bear, it's a nice, comfortable distraction, which can take them out of the mindset of the horror scene that they might be embroiled in. So please help us with this. We you know, some years we've had 7,000 to 8,000 bears donated. I'd love to beat that this year and make sure that every police officer has an opportunity to put a Feel Better Bear in their patrol car. And it makes an enormous difference in times of emergency. So producer Kristen will alert that if you are on the app. If you're not on the app, what are you doing? Make sure that you get on the app. And let me tell you something. If you're commuting right now and you're like, oh, I'm going to lose the signal because I'm getting to Northern Bergen or Passaic County or I'm crossing into White Plains, download the app. Never lose touch with the show. And when you hear callers calling from Florida, the Carolinas, Texas, et cetera, it's because they took me with them on the app. And right now we estimate almost a quarter of the audience is listening on the app. So we want to get those numbers up as well, because that means you will never not be able to hear the show. And as you know, I'm also on demand. You can check out the New Jersey 101.5 app. There's actually a button that says on demand. And we've got our new podcast out, Common Ground with Bill Spadia. So plenty of ways to stay in touch with the show and get great content, etc. I want to mention that producer Kristen and I were talking this morning after the horror show of the upgrade to your phone operating system, which allows your phone to automatically share information with other iPhones without you knowing about it. We have the way to disable that posted at the website, nj1015.com/Bill Spadia. But we were also talking about, I don't know if you saw this video, it went viral over the last week, of a woman actually yelling at the flight attendant because she had to use the restroom, was being told to take her seat, and she actually dropped her pants right there. Now, it's unclear from the video if she relieved herself on the at the aisle, but I got thinking about this morning because there was an issue with Southwest in Miami where a guy opened the emergency door and ran out onto the wing and jumped onto the tarmac. Now, the worst thing about that is that now you're delayed hours if you're on that flight. Awful. So my question to you, and you know, my son went to the airport early this morning, got on a very early flight back to San Diego, and I'm hearing that the airport's kind of crowded. So my question to you is, have you flown recently, and have you ever seen one of these scenes? Is it me, or are we having an increasing number of passengers getting loopy on flights? Has this ever happened to you where someone was completely out of control and unruly? Whether you are a member of the flight crew or a passenger, have you seen this? 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 827 is the time. The news is next with Eric Scott. .839 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Eric, you fly a lot, like me. I mean, I spent a lot of time traveling before I got this job in sales. Did you see that the woman who took her pants down to use the restroom in the middle of the aisle? Oh my God! What? The flight attendant was yelling at her to get back in her seat, and she starts screaming back, cursing at the other passengers, and all of a sudden, boom, right there. And then a guy this morning—I think this happened this morning on Southwest Airlines in Miami.
Oh, open the door and climb down onto the wing.
What a lunatic! Yeah. Yes, yeah. I just—it's amazing. Is it me? Are we reporting more, or is it happening more?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I think some of these incidents may be happening more. I know a lot of it was sparked through COVID over masks on, masks off, you know, that.
Yeah, the
that
stupidity got, yeah. The tension level yeah. was out of control. Absolutely.
But, you know, it's what's weird about that is as much as I have flown and still do, I've never seen bad behavior on an airplane. I've seen a couple people lose it in the terminal when you know, there's a flight delay or a cancellation, but I've never seen that happen on a plane. I've never seen somebody taken off by police. I do remember there was some question, where were we coming back from? We might have been coming back from the Dominican Republic, or maybe we were taking off. But there were questions, because it was right about the time that they were lifting the mask mandate. So the mandate had been lifted, so nobody got on board with their mask.
Right.
And then the announcement came about some regulation that, no, you have to put your mask on, and everybody started groaning and grumbling. And a couple minutes later, the pilot came back on and went, no, I'm making the decision that this is a maskless flight if you choose.
Wow. How did people react to that?
Well, you had some people kept their mask on.
Yep.
Most people ripped it off immediately.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody sitting around us still had their mask on. And people cheered. There were some people
I'm sure
for that. Because it's one of the reasons that I remember we flew, because the mandate had been lifted. We were worried about that. We thought, by the time we booked this flight, not going to be a problem. We're not going to have to worry about the stupid masking. And then, they had announced, I think, a day before, or maybe even the morning of the flight, that it had officially been lifted.
Yeah.
And then there was some confusion over international flights and things like that. But the pilot basically came out and said, no, we're not putting the mask on.
There was a guy, I don't know if you saw, the guy flew, it's about 5.5-6 hours West Coast. And with the actively eating or drinking rule.
Oh, right.
He sat there and chewed on one fry the entire time and video and posted it to social media like, this is how I got around it. But I think that's what led to the tension. I think if people felt like the masks were actually doing something.
Yeah.
You might have had people saying, hey, have concern for your fellow person. You don't want to get them sick. Once you started to realize none of it was happening, it was none of the protocols made any sense. 6 feet, totally arbitrary. 6 feet. People got angry. I agree. I remember I flew right before the lockdowns. We went to see friends in Naples. So this was probably March. I don't know. When did we lock down? The 15th or 16th, something around there, March of 2020.
Yeah.
So this was like the week before. And I was at the Atlantic City Airport. I'm pretty sure I flew out of Atlantic City or Trenton. I think it was Atlantic City. And maybe it was Trenton. I don't know. It's been so long. I don't remember. But it was one of those smaller airports. And you had some people at that point wearing masks. Most not, but all of the hand sanitizer was gone.
Yeah.
Right? It was a weird thing we went through that people rushed to stay. All of a sudden, that's going to save humanity. Let me make sure I double up on the hand sanitizer. And I remember that, and that was the last time I had flown for a couple of years. I bought the RV because I wasn't going to fly and, go through all the nuttiness. But I don't know. I think it's worse now. I really do.
I think it's worse now because you still have a very deep divide. You still have, I don't think it's a minority, but you have a strong vocal minority who is still very much, I'm going to mask. You see them in the supermarket or, mm-hmm. we're at the store, wherever you're going.
Or driving by themselves.
Or sometimes driving by themselves.
Got to love that.
And then you have people that are on the other end of the spectrum where, this was all BS and never should have been done and, is ridiculous. And then you have other people in the middle that are just like, whatever.
People that do not care.
Yeah. They just did one way or the other. Fine. Whatever. But it's those passions on both ends that I think have inflamed it. And it's, I don't pay any attention, I don't think, to the people that are wearing a mask. Sometimes I think it's silly when I walk into the supermarket and I see them. I had somebody that was.
But I was bothered by it more maybe a year ago. Now I tend to not notice.
Well, I was.
I just don't care.
I was in the produce section of the supermarket the other day, and there was a guy that had a mask on. And he was touching all of the produce. And then after he touched all the produce, he stuck his hand underneath his mask and rubbed his eyes and his mouth. And that it's so it, at that point, whatever.
Yeah. That right. That's when you're like, okay. I've introduced a few of our recent shows by walking across the stage and saying, remember when if I stood here and you stood here, you were safe.
Right.
And then if at this level, when you sit for dinner, you're safe. The minute you stand up, not safe.
Not
like
safe.
It was it's the line that I've heard from a colleague of ours who I will not name, said it's possible there were some inconsistencies in the COVID protocols. I'll just leave it at that. All right, your call's coming up. Has it been crazy flying lately? To me, I don't know. I think people have gotten to a boiling point now. I'm not so sure I blame them. But running off the plane, opening the exit door while you're on the tarmac and jumping off the wing, as it happened this morning on a Southwest airline, wow, that's nuts. What's the crazy stuff you've seen in travel? Anthony, I'll get to you first on the other side. 8:46, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next. 8:52 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Talking about crazy plane behavior. Planes, trains, automobiles. Have you been anywhere where somebody freaked out and had to be restrained or arrested? Had a guy jump off a Southwest Airlines flight this morning, opened the emergency wing exit, ran out of the wing, and jumped onto the tarmac. Worst part of that is now your flight's delayed. And then a woman just decided that she was going to use the aisle as the restroom when the flight attendants told her to sit down. That happened about a week ago. That video went viral. People are acting crazy. I think they're acting crazier now. I think people are being pushed to the point where everything feels burdensome and onerous. Let's start with Anthony in Freehold. What have you seen? What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, how are you? I just want to say thank you, Mr. Spady, and all your crew. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. No problem. I was recently on a flight. We were going to Disney. We had my kid, and, you know, this kid's in the line. And I guess the line wasn't moving fast enough to get our, you know, get the tickets to get on the plane, and this lady just went, you know, bonkers, and they, you know, I had to pull her off and stuff, well, out of the line. But I do think you're right. I think the mask is creating a lot of different feelings. People, I don't know if there's stuff going on, and then it's just, you know, tip of the iceberg kind of thing. But it's definitely mental issues too, because my sister is in the medical field, and she said that there's studies showing that, you know, people are having trouble sleeping after COVID, and there's a lot of mental.
Well, let's face it, Anthony, we do a terrible job as a country and certainly as a state addressing mental illness. We do a terrible job. And, you know, there was a time when people would be put away. You'd be locked up. And unfortunately for the bad actions of some bad actors in the mental health community, you had some terrible, terrible instances of abuse with our mental institutions, and so the result was close them down. Well, those people had to go somewhere, right?
Yeah, they need to talk to the people. They need to figure out what's going on. You know, there's people with all kinds of stuff. I think family issues.
Yes,
you know, it's just it's a buildup, and then on top of it, you got this going on. But
yeah, you need to. We need to reopen our mental institutions and have people committed. It is very simple.
Yeah, you got to help people. I agree.
Yeah. How else do they get the help? You can't leave somebody who can't make their own decisions on their own.
Yep. And it's affecting society everywhere. Yep. It needs to be dealt with. I agree 100%.
All right, brother. Thank you, Anthony. Good talking to you. Sure. Have a great rest of your day. All right, Christina, Michael, I will be right back. 8:55, talking about crazy behavior you've seen while traveling, especially on planes in light of these two recent incidents. 1-800-283-101.5, 8:55. Eric Scott with your news now. 9:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I'm talking about planes and bad behavior. But Eric, remember I told you, you got to follow that morbid knowledge?
Oh, you already hooked me into that.
So today's post, it's about a woman who went missing in 2020. And November 2nd, 2020, a woman named Paulette Landrieu disappeared without a trace. A couple of years later, I guess just recently, a guy wanted to solve the case, so he went to Google Earth and Google Street View. As luck would have it, she's on the camera leaving her house.
Get out.
Crazy. So the cops take that lead, and they find her at the bottom of a hill, her remains, at the bottom of a hill and in a garden behind the neighbor's house. Now, it does raise a question why they didn't think to look there, like what their search was like, but got caught on the Google Street View camera, led to the discovery of her body. Isn't that wild? What are the chances of that? What are the absolute remote chances of that happening?
So I just went to that site because I'm reading that story now, and now you go down the rabbit hole, right?
Oh,
so now I'm
terrible.
Reading this thing about water cremation.
Yep, I've been hooked on that. I saw that 6 o'clock this morning. They cremate you with water.
Yeah,
and a little chemical, and 150 degrees, like it's low and slow. It's the low
that's
and
exactly
slow cremation.
I'm thinking the right. Same thing. I'm like, I'm poached.
How about that? Yeah, it's poached. Poached person. And then they burn the bones. So you get a finer ash for the bones. But why would you care? It's not like you're sifting through the ash. I would imagine you're either burying the ash or scattering the ash.
Unless, you know, it's cheaper for the family.
Is it more sanitary?
I don't know. More environmentally friendly?
God, that's probably it.
Something
ridiculous.
Like that.
That's it, though. Yeah, water cremation. That's a thing. So anyway, sorry about that. Down the morbid knowledge rabbit hole we go. All right. I was talking about something. Planes, trains, and automobiles, and crazy behavior. What's your plane or travel story? Let's go to Michael in East Brunswick. What's going on, Michael?
Good morning, Governor Spadia. So, for one, both my lawn signs of yours got stolen. I messaged you on Instagram.
You're kidding!
If you could send me some more.
You know what? I want you to make your point, and then I'm going to put you on hold, and producer Kristen will get your address. We'll get one right out to you.
Thank you so much, sir. So,
On the morbid
topic, my story with planes is my father was in a plane crash, actually.
No kidding.
He survived. Yeah.
Whoa, like a commercial jet, a small plane?
He was a aerial photographer, and it was a Cessna, and they got about 1,000 feet into the air, and the fuel pump went, and they crashed onto the highway in Lyndhurst.
Wow.
And my dad was the one who survived.
Yeah. How many guys on the plane?
It was him and the pilot. Pilot died.
It had to be tough for him, right? To get Now was the plane on fire? What was it like? Does he tell the story? I'm sure he does.
Yeah, he does tell the story, and there's permanent health effects from it. But like I said, the plane went down, crashed onto the highway. It was burning on the highway, and somebody pulled over, and instead of helping, robbed all of his camera equipment while he was laying for dead.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yep.
Michael, I don't even know what to say about that. How disgusting is that?
Yeah. The only thing that they didn't steal was his wedding ring, because before he lost consciousness, he rolled his fist over. Real story.
That is, Michael, that's an amazing story. What year did that happen?
The year I was born, 96.
God, that's crazy. That is crazy. Thanks for sharing that story, Michael. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get a volunteer to deliver some signs back to you. So I'm sorry that happened. But you know what? The guys out there, if they don't like that there is a newer, stronger, better organization to help Republicans, and they're jealous, they don't like it, and they've resorted to some pretty nasty tactics. So I'm not surprised they're stealing our lawn signs. It's okay. More where that came from.
Thank you, sir.
All right, hang on the line, Michael. We'll put you on hold. Get your contact info. All right, Joe, Harry, I'll get to you guys right after the break. 9:14, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next. Nine 9:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talk of Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So have you been on a plane recently where people were acting up? Man, that story about the plane crash in 1996 in Lyndhurst, that's nuts, right? Imagine somebody stealing all your stuff as you were lying there and left for dead. How just awful. All right, let's go to Harry in Lakewood. What have you seen in your air travels. How you doing, Harry?
Well, my travels today through Lakewood, I think there's more potholes on Route 9 than there is in the Gaza Strip.
Isn't it crazy? Anyway, the potholes are so bad. And it's amazing, right, Harry? We had such a mild winter, too. It's so frustrating. We do a terrible job of upkeep on our roads. We need that to change.
We can use the COVID money. Go ahead.
Yeah, Liz. Right? Yeah. Nice.
Along with Tammy. Okay. So we're on our way back to New Jersey from the Virgin Islands. And we're coming out of St. Thomas to St. Croix on a shuttle, to pick up some other people.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, the jet's ascending. Me and be in mind, the jet's going up, and this guy gets out of his seat. The stewardess is yelling at him, "Sir, sit down. Sir, sit down." He goes, "I got to go to the bathroom. I got to go to the bathroom." She goes, "Sir, we'll be in the destination in 10 minutes. He goes, "But I got to go." And he gets up, he goes. But in the meantime, what he does when he's in the bathroom, he's disassembling the smoke detector and has a cigarette.
Ah, that was it. Did he get arrested when you guys landed?
That was before air marshals, but I think somebody from the airlines, which was United, had police and representatives from the the airport there to talk to him. And I don't know, he's looking around at the crowd trying to gain support from the people. And with my friends, I said, "No, just look away.
Do not engage. No. Do not engage." Was he drunk? No. Was he drunk?
No. To be honest with you, no. I don't remember seeing or hearing him be obnoxious at all until he stood up.
God, people are crazy, right, Harry? What are you going to do?
I'm crazy. I stay the hell out of Lakewood. All right. I'll talk to you later. I'll let you jump.
Take care, Harry. All right. I don't know why the attack on Lakewood. I am a big fan of Lakewood. I used to drive through. I've told you this story. I used to drive through Lakewood. I can't speak to the potholes, but I would go shooting at Shore Shot, which is Ocean County firing range. And I liked going through when I was teaching my kids how to shoot, driving through Lakewood to see the Orthodox Jews walking around on the Sabbath, not driving, and wearing similar clothes, the black suit and the hats, and I would tell my kids, like, this is something that to be proud of being an American, that people can dress a certain way that conforms with their religion, that looks bizarre and out of ordinary if you're living in a place like Princeton or Ridgewood or Summit, and you see this, and I'm like, that's the greatness of America, that we can exist and have our differences, yet all of us come together the same as Americans. So anyway, I'm a big fan of Lakewood, and the Jewish community certainly knows where I stand on Israel and the need for a one-state solution, and that is protecting Israel, Jerusalem, and this holy land, and we've got to do something about allowing the real occupiers, which is the Hamas Palestinians, who are bent on nothing but the ultimate destruction and death of all Jews. So can't coexist with people that want to wipe you off the face of the earth. So it's time for politicians to stop this ridiculous discussion of a two-state solution. It is time for a one-state solution, and that state is Israel. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. What have you seen as far as craziness on the airlines? 928, Eric Scott with your news deck. Mm-hmm. 938 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you until 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, Jill, I don't know if you heard, Eric and I were talking about this site. It's on X. Poached people. So I got a text from Jody. She's like, "Really? Poached people? Who said that?" I think you said that, Eric.
Like, I like my eggs.
What did I say? No, you said
it.
It was. It's the water cremation. They cremate bodies now with water.
Oh.
They kind of cook you. It's 150 degrees. And anyway, it's this site on Twitter, well, X, called @morbidfull. And it's morbid knowledge.
Well, I'm glad it, you picked
I'm
up
down
your,
a rabbit hole. I just watched the whole video on cremation.
I just, I got no work done this last hour.
None.
The good thing is you looked at it on your phone because I can't even see anything on our Town Square Media.
Are you blocked from Twitter?
I don't know if it's blocked from.
It might block this.
I would think you probably can't.
There are warnings on the videos. Like, don't watch this if you're a little squeamish. So I'm diving right in.
Whenever it says that, yeah. But now you ruined poached eggs for me. Thank you very much.
Sorry, there was. I mean, it's just. But it's fascinating historical stuff. They put
the stuff that's on it is true. That's the
it's all true stories.
Yeah, it's true stories.
I told you the one what got me started this morning. There was a woman that went missing in 2020, and cops had no idea. She just disappeared into thin air. 3 years later, a guy, just a good Samaritan, a guy out there looking to solve it, goes to Google Earth and the Street View. The cameras of Google captured her leaving her house that day. I mean, think about the chances of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they knew she had left her house walking, and they found her at the bottom of a hill, like, you know, 100 yards away.
She was only 100 yards away.
Yeah, it does raise a question, though, like how they didn't go and look at that first.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. That's a little weird.
Have you been to the Mutter Museum in Philly?
No, what's that?
Oh, I've been there.
That's you have? What is it?
Well, it'll probably poached people in there.
They have the world's, it's medical oddities, but they have the world's largest collection of swallowed and inserted objects that have been removed on display.
That's
weird,
a thing,
weird
huh?
skeletons mm-hmm. of, you know, medical oddities or weird body parts of medical oddities.
Really? And it's called the Mutter?
Mutter, M-U-T-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm. The Mutter Museum. Yeah. Where is it in Philly?
It's in, I couldn't tell you
right
exactly
there in
where
Center
it is.
City. It's, yeah. Yeah.
Is it? I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
It's, what was the weirdest thing you saw there that someone had, well, somehow it ended up in their body?
You know what? My kids.
Yeah, I don't know. That's probably not my a place that we want to go.
Really? Is that bad? Oh, my God. It's that bad. All right. So now I got to look up Mutter Museum.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are pictures. I'm sure it's expensive to take the tour. I'm going to look that up now.
I think so. My kids had that aunt that always would take them to, you know.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's that expensive.
Get them out of my hair.
I think that's where. Do you remember they had this traveling exhibit? Where,
oh, so it's at the College of Physicians in Philly.
That's right.
Is it Mutter or is it Mutter? It's
Mutter.
Got the two
it's,
little.
Yep, it's Mutter.
Well, you're German, right? Yeah, so Mutter. It's Mutter. Yep, that's Mutter. How you say it.
Yeah, it's. They had. There was this traveling display where they took a human body and they made paper thin slices all the way through, and then opened it.
Opened so you could
up
see how the body.
So you could see how the body, and that was the last time I was there. Was when that exhibit was on display.
Oh, this is another
like an
rabbit
MRI,
hole.
But you know,
yeah,
like a
yeah, basically right. Think of an MRI,
but an actual
body. Slices.
How do they even do that and preserve that?
I don't know.
Wow, but this is amazing.
It wasn't grotesque. It was actually fascinating. But
well,
I mean, it's,
that's the thing with this morbid knowledge.
Yeah.
Not gross.
No.
It's actual history of people who've died and just the crazy story. That's the craziest one I've heard so far, though, that the Google camera picked up this woman leaving her house. Because I've passed the Google camera before.
Oh, really?
Twice now. Once in
so
the RV.
So you might actually be on the Google
I
somewhere.
I waved. I was saw I was in.
You didn't point?
I should have pointed. I just waved. I got so excited. I'm like, that's the Google camera. And I'm in the RV. It was Jody and I when we picked it up. I think it was for the first trip we did to Florida to test it out before I went cross country. And so I must have been somewhere in Sewell, but I've not been able to find it yet. But it's going to be me in the RV. Well, I don't know if they blur your face out. I don't know what they do.
They don't have time to edit it, you know. And
no, I think they blur out license plates.
I think they do. License plates,
right?
Faces. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they do.
Well,
yeah.
If anyone from Google is listening, you don't have to blur my face out. I am happy to be on there waving, full display, proud of the RV.
Just look for a guy with slippers and a puffy vest.
That's the vest, of course.
And a beanie.
My slippers are great. I do. I wear them to take out the trash. I wear them inside. I wear them outside. I love them. It was fantastic. Bye. I'll wear them tomorrow. I'm going to wear them if it's not wet out. 9:43 on New Jersey 101.5. All right, let's get back to it. So I don't even, it's not even a topic really, but there are so many distractions on social media. It's amazing. And I got started on this because I like to think of myself as totally disciplined, but this morbid knowledge Twitter site, it just sucks you in. It's amazing. So my question to you is, what's your distraction on social media? I did delete TikTok, by the way, and I delete the videos that are reposted on Twitter. I don't I try not to follow those. I really don't trust TikTok, because how do you trust anything, honestly, coming from China these days? I mean, with the way the Chinese communists are run roughshod over their own people, I don't trust any of it. And you're seeing now, on a serious note, the unnamed flu that is whipping through China now, where the Chinese communist dictators are renewing the call for masks and distance and isolation. So beware, it's coming around again. Remember, this is about the time it happened. We started to hear little words about stuff going on in China right around December 2019, if you remember. And then by the first or second week in January, that fake video showed up. And there are still people today that believe it was real. There was the dude, Chinese business guy, clearly a guy that had some money. He's got a nice suit on. He walks out of a boutique store, and he's got several bags with him, like he had just spent a mint buying gifts for the upcoming holiday. And the video shows him dropping to the ground like a rock, done. And the presumption is he's dead. Well, within about 8 seconds, three guys in hazmat suits come running from off screen and carry him away. So we were led to believe, I never believed it, by the way, and that's why I started railing against this COVID nonsense back in January of 2020, because it was obviously faked and staged. The guy came out. Oh, so the hazmat guys were just hanging around waiting for the random shopper to drop dead? Ridiculous. And remember, this was right around the same time that that cruise ship was forced to isolate and not allowed for anyone to disembark right off the coast of Japan with, I think, 3,000 people on it. Only a handful died. And every one of them, comorbidities, you know, out the wazoo. So when you think back to that, it's why I don't trust anything that I hear on social media, except I have to tell you, I am stuck on this morbid knowledge. It's at morbid full. So MORBIDFUL. What I'll do is I'll post some links. Maybe what I'll do tomorrow is I'll do a post on NJ105.com/Bill Spadia and link to some of the better articles on this, because honestly, it's fascinating, some of the real history that's out there, as opposed to some of the fake stuff. 9:46, fast traffic, instant weather next. 9:54 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Guys, got to get out of here. I'll leave you with this thought on a very serious note. Hey, Tammy Murphy, we want our $100,000 back. Absolutely outrageous that your husband is going to cover for you using taxpayer dollars to promote yourself ahead of an announcement that you're running for the U.S. Senate. What a disgrace. You and your family absolutely have gone way beyond the pale. And maybe $100,000 to you is not a lot of money. But for all the rest of us out here that are fighting every day to create a climate of affordability so that we can afford to raise our families, run our businesses, and maybe retire in the Garden State, that $100,000 is a slap in the face to all of us, because you simply don't care. We want our $100,000 back. Everybody else, have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the snow. Your snow's coming. See you on 6. Out.